And then I was able then to introduce the unbaled Excelsior and the liquid at the front end, and this whole thing was slanted, and it started cresting over and landing on those forks and being thrown into enormous. Then I had to have a scraper at the top because I found that the liquid tend to scrape stick on the thing, so the scrapings are always dropping down onto the tongs and below. So by the time it came out the other end, it was incredibly beautifully softened up and absolutely covered with it, but no masking at all. And then from there on, I had a conveyor belt, and I used what was used for silos, filling silos. I had a tray, then a big blower, and I blew this down into molds. And my molds were full of holes. They were like the lightning holes, but I made six blocks at a time in a two big leg forms that looked like shells. They looked like the shells you use for firing from a big cannon. There are two of these for the 4-inch holes coming to a streamlined point, and they sat inside in a jig inside of a